You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good, blessed, wonderful Saturday morning to you. This is Landon coming at you from the studio live for Lifeline Radio Ministry, where we come here to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. Just like Jesus said, I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. The word life means alive, quickened, revived, lively. Life, man, spiritual force in your body, in your mind, in your being. Good morning. This is Landon. I want you to tune in this morning. I want you to call somebody. Anybody anywhere across the world can listen. You can call people, tell them to tune in on 89.9 on their FM dial on the radio. But if not, you can call anybody anywhere and say, look, man, if you go to your computer and you type in WCNO.com, it'll take you right to the one that says official site. You click that baby and you get right in. Get right in. Just hit live broadcast. You're with us. If you happen to miss it and you want to tune in during the week, it's WCNO.com. Click it again. And this you can go on demand. Lost train of thought for a minute. We're on demand. So click that baby, go on demand. Hey, pick Lifeline and ride with us. It'll be on that little Saturday calendar. We sure appreciate you. As we're doing the broadcast, there are a couple phone numbers. It's 221-1100 is the local number. That's 221-1100 is the local number. And out of town would be 888-221-8990. If you need prayer, if you need help, this program is called Lifeline because we're trying to give you a line to the life or a new life found in Jesus Christ. I got to tell you, man, it is real. He is real. And I'm going to tell you this. If it wasn't for Christ, man, I'd be a mess. My natural nature is not great, but thank God for his mercy, for his love, for his kindness, for how he looks out for me, for how he gave me a good wife, for all these things he's done for me. I have a great life thanks to him. Totally thanks to him. So I'm here to testify on his behalf and tell you that he really is King of Kings. He really is Lord of Lords. He works on your behalf. Life with God, life through Jesus Christ is a million times better than life without him. Life without him is very tough and very hard. So if you don't know Jesus, the first thing I want to encourage you to do, please dial 221-1100 and say, Landon, man, pray for me. I want to meet Jesus. I want the Lord to come and be a part of my life. I'm going to invite Jesus into me today. I want to start walking with him. I want to start understanding his word. I want to start reading the scripture. I want to hunger for it. I know that if I invite Jesus on the inside, it'll change my whole life on the outside. That's kind of the way this thing works. That's exactly how this thing works. So without further notice, okay, let's go ahead and pray so I can get in the spirit and we can start ministering grace to the hearers. Father God, I need you so bad this morning. I love you so much. Lord, I just surrender my lips to you. I surrender this mouth, Lord. Take over. Let these words come forth unhindered, unchecked from any outside source. We just demand that the devil back off everybody's mind, everybody's heart this morning. We rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God take over everything right now. The Spirit of God take over this broadcast. The Spirit of God take over me. Take over the people's hearts listening, the people's ears listening, that it come forth. They say the prince is the devil, the air is what the Bible says. Well, we control that right now. We ask the Spirit of God to take over the airways so that this word comes forth with power and might and goes into the hearers and changes things in your life for Christ today, in Jesus' mighty name, and the power of the word, the power of the Holy Ghost come forth. Thank you, Father. Amen. Listen to me. God created an entire universe based on words. All right? There's a whole other dimension we don't go into because life has kept us busy. Cell phones keep us busy. All these things keep us busy. Our job that we don't even tap into or understand. We don't get in our word. The word is the word. Rather, the word be found in the Bible, in the pages of the book. Rather, the word be found through the Spirit of God speaking to you. rather be the preacher preaching to you. There's a lot of ways God will manifest his word. It's the same word, whether it come through revelation knowledge, whether it come through the book that's written and penned, whether it come through the preacher's lips, whether it come through the guy on the radio. It's the same word if it's spoken in truth according to the scriptures. Now, God created an entire universe based on the power found in this word. When he said, my word is truth, he didn't say, my word is truth and also this is truth or also that is truth. He said, my word is truth. It's not likened unto truth. It's not truth as something else. It is the only real, true, unhindered, unchecked, unwavered, unchallenged. Nothing can come against the scripture and take it down. It's designed to conquer, overpower, and take out any other thing, any principality, power, sickness, disease, depression, oppression, whatever it is that comes from the natural world system. This word of God is designed and powered by God himself through Jesus and the work of the Holy Spirit to take out whatever's coming against you. So God created an entire universe based on words now. He spoke everything that came into existence. If you don't believe that, go back and look at Genesis chapter 1. Hang on, I think we got a live call. Praise God. Somebody wants Jesus. We're going to get back to that. Genesis chapter 1. We're going to look at that in a minute, okay? Hey, good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Good morning. I'd like to ask for prayer for victory over depression.
Absolutely awesome. Yes, ma'am. Can I just get your first name, please?
Debbie.
Debbie, thank you so much. Debbie, I need you to, and obviously you did because you called, get spiritually minded and agree and do not disagree after we hang up that what we're about to pray for is definitely going to take place on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
Oh, Debbie, thank you so much for calling. Folks, listen, this is what it is about. It's about brother and sisters in Christ, people wanting to better themselves through Christ, coming together, praying for each other, being one with each other right now. Ready, Debbie? Right now, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Now, Debbie's talking about, Landon, I want you to pray for me. I'm battling depression. Now, 1 John 3:8 says, Father, for this purpose was the Son of God, Jesus Christ, manifest, that he might destroy, that means totally, utterly annihilate like it never existed, the works of the devil. That's what that scripture says. So, Lord, when we find a precious promise like that in the scripture, Debbie, we're going to cleave to that. So, Father God, we cleave to that verse right there, 1 John 3:8. For this purpose you came, that you might destroy the works of the devil. So right now, based on the truth found in the Word of God, we put the power of the Word of God on Debbie's situation, that you destroy the works of the devil and depression have to flee. We call it out right now. You depressive demon, you get off her. You are done. Your assignment's canceled out. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. That is the name above all names. The scripture says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and everything shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Even demons have to do that. So right now, you are made free and made whole from that in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayer. Father God, we trust you. We know you're faithful and you're a true God. And we're just so grateful right now. We praise you for what you've just done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Miss Debbie, you're good now. Did you feel that? I actually think you felt the weight come off you.
I'm feeling it. Yes, I am feeling it. Thank you so much.
No, listen, no problem. And if there's anything else I can do to help you, you can get us on trylifeline@gmail.com. Just TRYLIFELINE. trylifeline@gmail.com. We'll be glad to work with you. Please. If for any reason your mind starts to take over, anything comes against you, contact me right away. Do not slip into trying to battle the devil in the flesh. You must stay spiritually minded. So get in your word and drink from that living water of the word. Because if you can just find one or two verses, you put the word of God on the devil, he has to flee. The word is the final authority of all things. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
No, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. That's awesome, folks. That's how that thing works, man. You find the truth found in scripture. You release it with your words. There's nothing more better than that. We're just talking about how God created the whole universe governed by his words.
The word of God governs everything. Like I told you, go back in Genesis 1 and look. The very first thing, the very first page of the Bible, God did what? He spoke everything into being. He didn't snap his fingers. He didn't wave a magic wand. He didn't do a hocus pocus act. He said, man, I'll tell you what, light be. Everything in the universe bowed down and light came forth. It says, check this out. It didn't matter if it existed before he spoke or not. For example, when he spoke light, the entire earth was without form and void, the Bible says, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And if you look that word up in the Greek, or actually back in the, look it up in the Greek, it says that the darkness covered the face of the deep, meaning the abyss. It was an infinite darkness. Now think about that. All he did was open his mouth and say, let there be light. Instantly, the whole abyss of darkness bowed down to his authority by the spoken word. Bam, light came forth. When he said, let there be light, there was no force that could stop him. No force that could stop him. Debbie and I just prayed. When the word of God said through my mouth, 1 John 3:8, for this very purpose was the Son of God manifest, revealed to us, in other words, that he might destroy, utterly annihilate the works of the devil. When we spoke that verse, that was a verse right from the scripture. The word of God is God. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. That's why when God released that word, same thing. The word was God. When we just released that word is the God of this universe. It just destroyed the depression in her life. I think there's more people out there listening that are dealing with this also, and I believe God wants to make you free, and I believe that you should be calling here at 221-1100 and going, you know what? Me too, man. Make me free based on the word, Landon. Give me the word. Put the word on it so God will work on my behalf also. I'm tired of it. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. No principality or power could come against that word. When God said, let there be light, there was nothing. When I released God's word over that depression towards her, there's not a principality or power in this universe that could come against that word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Now, back to the Genesis thing. Then God said, if you go over to Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 26, God said, over in Genesis 1, 26, let us make man. Who? God and the word. Think about that. Let us make man in our image, and after our likeness. So when God said, that means God vouched and called the fact of let us advance and appoint man in our resemblance, after our manner, and after our similitude. That means you have the same authority to speak that way. He designed you for it. God took the voucher himself. He said, I vouch that I will advance you and appoint you, that you will resemble me after my manner and my similitude, and what I do, you can do also. Praise God for these phone calls. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm blessed.
What can I do for you? What can I pray for you?
I'm called for prayer to be free always.
Man, that's wonderful. You know what? Boy, you got it. Can I just get your first name?
Ella.
Ella. I sure appreciate it. Because I like to be very specific so God knows exactly who we're praying for. So the devil knows that we're talking about you. You know what I mean? You there, Miss Ella?
Yes.
Okay. Now listen.
Yes.
We're going to go to Father God. But as I do this, I'm gonna bring a scripture out so the power comes forth. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Please come into agreement with me. Father God, we call you that because you are the Father of all things. You are the infinite power of everything in this universe, in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. Now, Ella called and said, I want to be free, and I want to be free always. Well, we are in luck today, boy. God bless her, because the scripture says, whom Jesus makes free is free indeed. Now, with that promise being found in the word of God, here again, Lord, we thank you that we can draw from that wellspring of truth, we can draw from that wellspring of power, and we can release that right now, and we can say that Ella is made free, because your scripture promises us in your truth that if Jesus makes you free, you are free indeed. Nothing can come against that word of God. So based on the promise we found in Scripture, you are a free woman. Thank you, Father God, for your word, for your truth, for your power, and the release of it in this universe that we can deal with life situations, because this truth annihilates everything else. We stand on it, we cleave to it, and Ella and I agree that you do have and you are mighty God with the power to make her free. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
No, no problem. Now listen, do me a big favor. Get in that word.
Yes.
You're going to need some word now. You're going to need some word because here's what the devil does. You are made free. He'll try to fire a poison arrow at you some other way. So get yourself geared up with that word so you have that power. And whatever he brings, bam, God will quicken you with a scripture. You throw it at him. You throw it at him and just annihilate him, okay?
All right.
Oh, Ella, I appreciate you so much. If there's anything I can do for you, contact me at trylifeline@gmail.com, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a blessed day, young lady. Yes, ma'am. All right, bye-bye. Woo! Man, woo! Father God, you are so wonderful this morning. Man, that word is coming forth with truth. You see this, folks? Exactly what I'm teaching. It is penetrating the darkness. The light is overcoming the darkness. Jesus is making people free today. Unreal. It says over in Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Okay, what's that mean? God said, God vouched with his own lips and called it forth with his own lips. And he said, let us make. What's that mean to make? That means he just advanced and appointed Ella. He just advanced and appointed, right, her into his resemblance and his likeness. That's his manner and that's his similitude. I'm on that word lately in case y'all didn't notice last Saturday. But listen, that's my new big word of the day. No, I'm just playing. You got to have fun in life, man. You got to enjoy yourself. Christ will make you so happy you'll just enjoy life. But listen, here's what happens. Now, all right, God spoke things into being. Well, he made you and called you for this purpose. He advanced you and appointed you to it, right? In his exact image. When I looked the word up, you're not going to believe this, but one of the words in there was illusion. In other words, when people look at you operating under the authority and spirit of God, it looks like God. So much for they see God in you. They think they're seeing God come forth, and they are. That's why you're that close to his mannerism. So now you have the power to speak that same word with authority. The problem is people don't have the understanding. You got to gain the wisdom and understanding to know how to do this. It's all found in the scriptures now. Let the scripture teach you. You need not know man teach you. It says over in 1 John 2:26. I'm not saying don't listen to teachers now. But he's saying the infinite truth and the all-knowing will come from the word of God and your face buried in that word of God and letting the Holy Spirit bring it to you, because then it's unhindered, unchecked, and nothing can come against it. It's the pure truth. It's like getting pure raw honey. It is the real deal. Now listen. All right. So this means now, once you're made in his likeness and you're made after his manner, this means that you have the same authority in you to speak everything into existence if you are made in God's image and after his likeness. So I'd like to say to you, if you're not made in his image and after his likeness, 221-1100 is the number to call and say, Landon, I need Jesus. I need to be made over in his image and in his likeness this morning. I want to accept Christ. I want to invite him in. I want to open the door of my life and the door of my heart and invite him in and say, Jesus, please come in. I've been putting this off way too long, man. I should have listened to grandma. I should have listened to mama. I should have listened to the preacher. I should have listened to you when you called me the first 16 times. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. I don't want to. Listen. This is what did it for me. I started thinking, man, what if I died tomorrow? What if something happened? What if anything happened? If you don't know you're saved, you need to get saved. If I wasn't saved, I'll tell you what I'd do. Get saved. You never know what tomorrow brings, especially this crazy world we got today. Hey, lock in your salvation. Be sure, just say, Lord, I need you in my life. Jesus, come be Lord of my life. I invite you in. I want to walk with you. I want to talk with you. I want to be your child and you be my God. Now you say, Lord, if you come back, take me with you. I want to be on that train. I want to be with you where you are, Lord. Make sure that I'm a part of your kingdom. I want to make it clear to you, Lord, that I want to be yours. I want to be your child and I want to go to heaven. I want to make that clear. If you make that confession, you're good. But you need to do it in Jesus' name. You need to invite Jesus into your heart and make sure your salvation is secured. If you're not sure, 221-1100.
we're going to agree on this thing. I want to make sure you're sure. If you're out of town, 888-221-8990. Now, all right, this means, like I said, once you have this authority, all right, once you've invited him in, now you're made in his manner, you're made after his likeness, you're made after the similitude of God, and you now have the same authority in you to speak everything into existence if you are made in God's image after his likeness. Jesus said, this is John 15:5 now, the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. You're a babbling brook of words, a bunch of promises, and a bunch of stuff that never comes to pass. You babble all this stuff and people watch it fall by the wayside. So they stop trusting what you say because it never comes to pass. You're not hooked up with God, who's the authority of life. So Jesus said, hey man, without me, you can do nothing. But in the first part of this verse in John 15:5, he says, listen, I am the vine. You got that? I am the vine. You are the branches. Now you're hooked up with him. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me. And that's what we're doing right now. If you're listening to me on the air, we're abiding in Christ. He that abideth in me. If you're reading your word daily, which I surely encourage you, got to read your word daily. There's no truth without the word. There's no power without the word. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. You'll open your mouth and bring forth things. Things will manifest based on the unction of God, the truth of his word, and you releasing it with your mouth. How? All right, look over in Proverbs. Turn to Proverbs, right in the middle of your Bible. Turn to Proverbs. Now check this out. Look over in Proverbs 13:2. It says, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. Ooh, wait, it says that, Landon? Yeah, man, I'm not just telling you this stuff. It says in Proverbs 13:2, a man or woman shall eat good by the fruit of their mouth. We're quick to open our mouth, but now you got to learn how to open it with authority based on the truth of Scripture so the truth comes forth. Excuse me one second. Talking so much, I had to clear my throat there. All right, go to Proverbs now. Go to Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to read verses 20, 21, and 22, okay? Because you will not be able to speak what you do not understand. So here's what Proverbs tells you to do. He says, my child, attend to my words. Oh-ho! So you have to get these words in front of you and give them attention. They need to be the center of your life. My child, attend to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Hey, let them not depart from your eyes. Let me say that again. Verse 21 says, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. They need to get in you so rich they become the core of your very being. For they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Whoa, check that out. Excuse me. They are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Let me say it again now. My child, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life to those that find them and health to all. How much of your flesh? All. I don't care what you're going through. This word of God just said, the promise right from Scripture said, if you'll do this, if you will not let this word depart from your eyes, if you'll keep it in the midst of your heart, it is life. Once you find it, it becomes life and it becomes health to all your flesh. That's not when you go to heaven. That's now. You need that now. You're living in the flesh now. Notice what happens over here when you don't do this. Okay, let me read this another way. Proverbs 6:2 says, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Sorry, throat's dry this morning. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. So when you speak the opposite, let's say I've heard a lot of people talking about the pollen out here lately. They're like, oh man, don't go out there, man. Man, that pollen's so bad. Da 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 da. You're snared by that. You've preached yourself into believing that. Now when you walk outside, the thing's tearing you up. Man, don't even agree with that. You go out there and breathe that air like it's the freshest thing. You tell the devil, no, sir. No, sir. You're not messing with me with this stuff. Your words become a spiritual force. Now, they can be a spiritual force for you, or they can be a spiritual force against you. If you're not sure, you'd be better off just to close that mouth. You're better off not to say anything than to partner up and make a covenant agreement verbally with something that's going to work against you. If you're not sure, don't talk. Get in your scripture, read it, and learn how to speak these oracles of God. Now, this is the person here. This is what happens now. Thou art snared by the words of their mouth. Thou art taken by the words of your mouth. That's the person that didn't do what Proverbs 4, 20, 21, and 22 told us. It says, my son and my daughter, attend to my words. Incline your ear to what I'm telling you. Don't let it depart from your eyes. Keep it in the midst of your heart. It's life to those that find it and health to all their flesh. Here's what happens when you do this. John 7:38 says, he that believeth, and that's the one that entrusts or has faith in God. And this is Jesus speaking now. This is Jesus speaking, by the way. John 7:38, he that believeth, he that entrusteth or has faith in me, as the scripture says. Notice how he says that. That tells you right there what I'm telling you is the truth. The scripture is the power. He says, as the truth of God, as the scripture has said, out of his or her belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's where you need to be. People need your help, man. Get Christ in your life. Get this word of God in you richly. Open your mouth and feed them living water. Not only will your life change, you'll save yourself and those that hear you, and God will be pleased with you. Okay? Now, John 14:10. Let me flip over here real quick, then we're going to have to wind this thing up. Okay? John 14:10. This is what Jesus says here. He says, believe me. All right? He says, believest thou not that I'm in the Father? He said, don't you believe that I'm actually in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak. Here we go again. It's a speaking spirit. The words that I speak unto you. He said, I don't just speak these out of nowhere. I don't speak them based on what I want to say. But the Father that dwells in me does the work. That's what you got to do. Invite Jesus in. Put this word of God in you richly. And the Father in you will do the work. He spoke the word of God and it produced works. He appointed you and called you to do the same. The only reason you don't is because you don't have the spiritual understanding regarding this word of God. WCNO Lifeline.
Yes, good morning. I just woke up and I heard your sermon and I'm very, very, very touched by it. I'm calling for prayer against the very bad and terrible injustice that has been done between me and my family 3 years ago that has left us without a home.
Ooh, okay. Please do this for me. If you can hold on for just a minute, because I'm just about to go off the air, let me just give these call letters so everybody knows how to find me and that kind of thing. And I'm going to leave you right there on hold, and we're going to pray, and we're going to handle that, okay?
Okay.
Please hold tight for me. Okay. All right, folks, listen. Have to go. I've only got 2 minutes left. So with that being said, here's what I need from you.
Yes.
No, I'm actually talking live on the air. If you just sit there for a minute for me, just hold tight for me, sister. Hold tight. If you would like to, and pray about this, pray that God lead you. Send your financial blessing to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, okay? You got that? Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Send your financial blessing to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. If I can help you, if my dad can help you, okay, that's Bob, who we kind of share this thing. I'm sure you guys have heard him on here. Very wise man of God. If we can help you, please contact us. We want to help you. It's trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. So if you want to sow your financial blessing, now pray about it. Say, Lord, can I give a blessing here? Is this a good place to sow my seed? Can I send a financial blessing? Send it to Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. If we can help you, it's free. We'll pray with you. We'll counsel you in any way we can. It's trylifeline@gmail.com. This is Landon. I love you so much, and I just thank God for you. Get in your word this week. Please, the word is the power.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.